Well, we might as well start with the conference finals, which were completed this weekend, and both teams who won the first legs through to the final. We'll start with Columbus Crew beating the New York Red Bulls 2-1 on aggregate in their conference final. Were they ever looking troubled in that one, Columbus, having led 2-0 from the first leg?
Well, Richard, not really for that, at least that first 60 minutes. And they looked really comfortable and confident in this game. They sat back. They let the Red Bulls have the lion's share of possession and almost hit the Red Bulls on the counter several times. New York goaltender Luis Robles really called into action several times in that first half. And it really took the Red Bulls about 60 minutes to really start to show some fire in this game and to really mount some kind of a comeback. Sasha Kljestan, just after the hour mark, calling Columbus goalkeeper Steve Clark into action with a long-range shot. But again, really, the Red Bulls showed just not much going forward until really it got down to the end of the game. Substitute Antole Abeng getting a goal in the fourth minute of stoppage time, and it really looked like the comeback might be on there. 1 minute later, Bradley Wright Phillips looked to put the Red Bulls level on terms and to force extra time, as he had beaten Steve Clark, but unfortunately he was denied by the post, and the Red Bulls will go home empty-handed from the MLS playoffs, and once again the Supporters Shield winner not able to take home the MLS Cup as well. So the Red Bulls, the number one seed going into the playoffs, unfortunately coming away empty-handed this season.
Is that the surprise again, that Sionis is a team who still with all the money behind it, and I guess that's not the most important thing in the world, still yet to win the big one, the MLS Cup?
Well, in MLS, you know, having money is one thing, but spending it correctly and with the different dynamics of the league, that with the salary cap, you know, it's really difficult for teams to spend big and then to really show up on the field. And the playoff system as well really dictates how things will happen in the league. So this year, I say the Red Bulls finishing as Supporters Shield winners, while the Crew finishing fourth overall if it was a single-tiered league, and they are now off to the MLS Cup playoffs. So a lot of people, you know, complaining about those kinds of things, but it is what it is.
Well, we have that debate in some of our sports in the UK, in both codes of rugby, where they have playoffs to decide the champions. It's always a debate that goes on season in, season out, but I guess it's the traditional American way of deciding things, bar I can't think of a sport that doesn't have a playoff series at the end of the season to decide the big game, do they?
No, it is the North American way to go about it. You know, I'm not such a big fan of the playoffs, especially within the beautiful game, within football, soccer. But it is, you know, you have some fans who cry out, say, you know, it's a travesty that we do have the playoffs, but there are fans who enjoy it, and as we know, Richard, in 2015, money talks when it comes to sports. So that is, at least my opinion, why the playoffs will be around for some time to come.
Yeah, it's easier to sell a product to broadcasters when you have one big final game at the end of the season, I guess, which is the tradition there. We look at the other semi-final now, and Portland Timbers beating FC Dallas 5-3 on aggregate. They have some very loud and colourful fans, the Portland Timbers, in there. They are another team who are yet to win the MLS Cup. Obviously, Columbus Crew have before, but this should be a colourful affair for them in the final. How did they perform against Dallas?
Well, they absolutely were the better team overall these two legs. And much like the Crew, they sat back to hit on the counter. And Dallas did look like in the second half they might have a comeback in them. They got a couple of goals, one from Ryan Hollingsworth and one from Blas Perez in a five-minute span. But Portland able to hold on and really killed off the comeback in stoppage time with a goal from Lucas Milano. And they become the first team from the Pacific Northwest there of the U.S. and Canada to advance on to the MLS Cup final. And a lot of people wouldn't have saw this coming at the end of the MLS regular season, Portland getting in with a strong showing at the end of the year, and they've really taken that momentum, and they've really transferred it on to what they've done in the playoffs. And a lot of people would have picked Vancouver or Seattle, their rivals in that area, over Portland to make it this far, but some timely goals, some good coaching, and an absolutely phenomenal fan base there in Portland have really saw them through.
Yeah, well, the man cutting the log, will he be allowed to go to the final? I don't know if they'll be allowed to take the log to the final itself, but that's one of the things they always pick out on the highlight packages over here in the UK when they show Portland, is the man cutting the big log. It's something which we find a bit bizarre, but also endearing as well.
Yeah, it's a fantastic atmosphere that they have, and that's just one of the little nuances that they have to really get fans into things. And, it's a different world, with American sports than it is here in the UK. And they have that little extra spice to get people into it. But I hope he's able to make it to the game. Perhaps they can find him a log there in Columbus. I doubt he can really take that chainsaw on the airplane, with the rules we have these days. So hopefully they'll fix him up so when he gets there he can take care of business.
So we've got the final coming up then on the 6th of December, Columbus Crew versus the Portland Timbers. So who will be the favourites going in, do you think, for this one?
Well, I have to say I've got to pick Columbus just because of the way that they've played down the stretch. They finished second overall in the East, fourth overall in MLS if you look at it as a single-tiered league. Portland did finish fifth, again, if it was a single-tier league, both finishing with 63 points in the regular season. So they're quite evenly matched in that way. But Columbus do have Ki Kamara, who was shared the golden boot this season with Sebastian Giovinco, 22 goals at the end of the regular season. And I really think that the way that they're playing, led by him, he's come back from England, he's played for Middlesbrough and Norwich here, and he's really taken that what he's learned in the game in England, and he's really taken that back to the U.S. and really excelled. So I really think that Columbus, led by Ki Kamara, will be the favorites going into this game, but you can't count out Portland with the momentum they've had, and if they can bring a nice set of supporters with them. It's keep in mind they're going to be flying more than halfway across the U.S. to get to Columbus, but if they can bring some of those supporters along with them, I think that they do have a fighting chance, and it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere there in Columbus when they do go about it next week.
That's something we almost forget sometimes when we talk about long away trips in the English football. It's not quite as far as Portland to Columbus or whatever. Will that be a major factor on this final, the travelling distance?
It very well could be, and keep in mind this is going to be, Columbus is in the East, Eastern time zone, and we've got Portland in the Pacific time zone. So they're going to be traveling across two time zones. So that could play a factor as well with jet lag and different things. So there's all these different factors that do translate onto what happens on the field in MLS, whether it's the travel, the weather, or the salary cap, as we talked about earlier. I haven't seen the forecast yet for Columbus, but it's going to be December, so I wouldn't expect it to be too nice for this final.
I guess one player which stands out on the Portland roster for people in the UK would be Liam Ridgewell. How's he been performing this season?
Yeah, he's been doing quite well for Portland this year. Had a goal in the first leg of that semifinal with FC Dallas, and he's making a really good partnership at the back. And Portland, again, they had a decent regular season. But they've really, really come alive here in the playoffs, and really led by their creative midfielder, Diego Valeri, as well as Darlington Nagbe, who has recently been called up to the U.S. national team. And he's basically had a bit of a breakout late in this season and doing quite well for them. So definitely three names to keep your eye on here in the U.K. if you're watching the game.
And this is where I put you on the spot then, Drew. Final question. When we speak to you this time next week, who will have won the MLS Cup?
Oh, that is a tough question. But I'm gonna say at the moment I'm gonna go with Columbus. But I'm gonna say it's gonna go to extra time.
Excellent.
For this cup final. But I will go with Columbus and let's say a 3-2 scoreline.
3-2, an exciting final. That's what we want to see. Drew Farmer, our MLS expert. Thank you very much, and enjoy the final.
Thank you, Richard. You too.